prescription for peace. Truth alone triumphs. 9 precepts. Precept 1. The goodness that created us, being marvelously intelligent, already has systems in place to keep the universe in balance. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, applies in life as well as in physics. If someone causes harm, they must eventually experience that harm. If someone harms you, don't retaliate. The universe already has it handled. To witness it personally, we may have to wait a very long time. But if we try to restore balance ourselves, we invariably mess it up. Even if wisdom indicated that someone needs to suffer, if we cause that suffering, we incur suffering ourselves. Retribution is the job of experts, God, angels, devas, lords of karma, whatever they are called, and they do a much better job of it than we could possibly do. They know everything that happens, and they wisely decide the best times and conditions to restore balance. Regarding timing, for the benefit of Bible readers, note that if Jesus had not taught reincarnation, no one would have needed to call a conference of bishops in 553 AD and remove references to reincarnation that were in the Bible. The editors allowed a few such references to remain, including Jesus' assertion that John the Baptist was Elijah come again. There is also a wealth of modern research on reincarnation. If something hurts you, let your first resolve be to not do the same to anyone else. Balancing wrongs in the universe is much too big a burden for any of us, and if we try, we get sick. Avoid pitfalls, but don't be concerned in the least about righting past wrongs. Be content and let the experts handle it. This is sometimes known as forgiveness. It is also highly intelligent. It reduces stress and ill health. It is in your greatest self-interest. Good and bad actions don't cancel each other out. Planting 2 seeds yields 2 plants. If you do both good and bad actions, you will experience both the pleasant results of your good actions and the unpleasant results of your bad actions. If you have suffered unjustly and earned some merit, your merit does not give you license to do harm thereafter. You will still experience the unpleasant results of your harmful actions as well as the pleasant results of your meritorious actions. If someone you harmed forgives you, her or his goodwill does not cancel your bad action or eliminate the need for balance to be restored. If there is a social authority whose job it is to maintain order and justice, such as government, police, teacher, boss, or parent, then report serious harm to the proper authorities and give them the opportunity to do their job to rectify it, create rightness and goodness, not ever with the motive of vengeance or gain. Never make a baseless or exaggerated claim. If people do not report wrongs, authorities cannot correct society. Give them the chance and let the universe experts take care of the rest.